step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Looking ahead to the big matchup this weekend between the Titans and the Ravens. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Dennis Pitta, former Ravens tight end and current Ravens radio analyst. Dennis, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
So, Dennis, we've been talking about the Ravens offense all week long, and there's even been talk around the league that maybe this offense with Lamar Jackson has been quote-unquote figured out around the league. What have you seen from the offense so far, and what do you make of the notion out there that maybe teams have started to figure out what the Ravens are doing offensively?
Well, I think it's a valid argument. This is certainly not the same offense from a points-per-game standpoint, from a production standpoint, from a rushing standpoint that we saw last year. I mean, going into this year, there was very high expectations for this group. They returned basically everybody, and they just have not been able to put it together. I think teams are figuring out how to slow Lamar Jackson down in the run game and trying to make him more one-dimensional as a pocket passer, and he hasn't really taken a step forward in his ability to be a pocket passer. And so that's really been largely a reason for much of their struggles. And so, this is not the same explosive offense as we're used to seeing, as we saw last year. And, I think there's been some disgruntled players, and it's a locker room that's getting a little bit frustrated. You saw Lamar Jackson last week make a comment before their game about defenses calling out their plays. That's never good when you're saying that publicly and putting your offensive coordinator in that kind of a position. Then 2 weeks ago, you saw Hollywood Brown frustrated with his role and his production and tweet about it and then have to delete that tweet later. So there's some grumblings in that locker room. There's some frustration on the offensive side of the ball, certainly, and a little bit of finger-pointing going on, which is never a good sign.
So was there anything to the idea, Dennis, that the Titans in the postseason provided some kind of a blueprint, or is that too simplistic?
Well, it's simplistic, but, you know, there is merit to that argument as well, because this offense has not been the same since that playoff game last year. And so, you could definitely say that the Titans had the blueprint. I'm not sure the Titans did anything all that sophisticated to stop this offense. I think they played hard. They made Lamar Jackson throw the football. They got the Ravens down early, and that's really the key. If the Ravens are down by two scores, they have not figured out a way to win that football game. And so just 2 weeks ago against the Colts was the first time in Lamar Jackson's career that he's ever overcome a halftime deficit of any kind. And they were down three at halftime in that game and were able to run away with it in the second half. But this is not a team that plays well from behind. And so the Titans got them down early by two scores in that playoff game last year. And when you do that, Lamar Jackson's not the same player. This offense is not the same. And they just have not figured out a way to come from behind in those situations.
Former Ravens tight end and current Ravens radio analyst Dennis Pitta on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Dennis, we've seen it here in Nashville with the Titans losing Taylor Lewan at left tackle. I mean, it's had a huge impact on the Titans' offense. It just hasn't been the same the last 4 weeks without Lewan. How much has losing Ronnie Stanley affected what the Ravens have been able to do offensively?
Well, it's a big loss. They just paid him the week of his injury a 5-year extension, a ton of money. They made him their franchise left tackle, and rightfully so. He's a tremendous player, an all-pro last year, and a guy playing at a really high level. And so anytime you lose a player of that caliber, it's difficult to overcome. And listen, this offensive line from last year lost all pro, probably Hall of Famer at some point, right guard Marshall Yanda to retirement, and now your all-pro left tackle is out from injury. You had a really promising rookie at right guard replacing Marshall Yanda this year, and he's been out the last few games. So this has really been a makeshift offensive line the last handful of weeks, and it has certainly showed. The offensive line has not been good throughout the year. They've been inconsistent, giving up far too much in pass protection. They've run the ball with some efficiency, but still not to the caliber that they ran the ball last year. The offensive line, in my opinion, is one of the glaring weaknesses right now with this offense. They just can't find continuity. They shuffled guys around mid-game last week against the Patriots, took DJ Fluker out from right tackle and put Bakari in over there, trying to find the right mix of guys right now to play the best football that they can. And it's been a struggle, to say the least. So offensive line is a huge concern, and they did not do themselves any favor by losing Nick Boyle. They're very good, underrated tight end, arguably the best blocking tight end in the league, to a knee injury against the Patriots on Sunday night as well. So injuries are really decimating this team right now, especially up front.
Dennis, when I've watched the Ravens this year, for the most part, been very impressed with what I think is a loaded defense. I was, in that Patriots game, I was a bit surprised to see the Patriots have the success they did running the football. I know the Ravens are banged up. What is the state right now of that defense?
Well, the defense is obviously the strength of this team, and this is a defense that is loaded with talent from top to bottom. And when they have all of their pieces, they are very, very good. This is still the number one defense in points per game given up. This is a unit that has really kept the Ravens, you know, in most games. I mean, the Ravens have lost two of their last three games and probably lose three of their last three. 2 weeks ago against the Colts, this defense, when almost going down by two or three scores, they were able to get a fumble return for a touchdown and completely shift the dynamic of that game. And so this is a defense that has really held this group, you know, on their shoulders for the last handful of weeks. But they struggled against the run against the Patriots, like you mentioned, in large part because Calais Campbell has been injured with a calf injury the last few weeks and has not been out there. And they lost early in that game Sunday night Brandon Williams, which is their stud, you know, nose tackle, their run stuffer. And this is not the same run defense when he is not in the game. I mean, they give up significantly more yards when he's not in the lineup. And so that was a big reason for a lot of their struggles Sunday night. And not sure if they'll have either of those guys back this Sunday as well. Which does not bode well for them going against a very good rushing team, and obviously Derrick Henry and all that they do with him.
Former Ravens tight end Dennis Pitta on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Dennis, you brought up Derrick Henry, and I'm sure at this point, like, the Ravens are beyond tired of seeing the clips of him running all over of their defense in the playoffs last year. What do you make of that matchup heading into this game between Derrick Henry, the Titans running game, and that Ravens defense?
Yeah, it's concerning. For a lot of the reasons that I just mentioned, in the middle, up front, they are injured. And so they're going to be playing, you know, second and third stringers in that spot in replace of two all-pro players, two Pro Bowl caliber players in Calais Campbell and Brandon Williams. And so their status, those two guys for this game, is still uncertain. I think the Ravens are playing that one pretty close to their chest. But I don't expect from all reports that those guys are going to be in the lineup. And so, yeah, you have a makeshift front four to go along with their makeshift front five on offense. And so this is going to be a tough matchup. I mean, obviously, what the Titans did to them last year in the playoffs, I think Derrick Henry had 190-something yards and just ran all over them, broke big runs, you know, just ate them up all over the ground. And so this is certainly not the week you want to be missing your stud defensive tackles, but they're just going to have to find a way. And this defense is resilient. I'm sure they'll give the Titans a number of looks and try to bring some blitzes in the pass game, try and bring some different blitz run stuff where they can really counterattack what the Titans are going to do.
Back on Lamar Jackson and the offense, Dennis, you mentioned, you know, Hollywood Brown not being happy with his role. It seems like the Ravens have kind of struggled to find that other guy on the outside. You know, we know Mark Andrews is very good. What about just the weaponry around Lamar Jackson on the outside this year?
Yeah, I mean, this is the 31st ranked passing offense in the league right now. They're not passing. Granted, they don't throw the ball very much in comparison to other teams in the league, so that's, you know, in large part why they are so low in that ranking. But it starts with Hollywood Brown. He's obviously their number one receiver. That's unquestioned. But they have, like you mentioned, struggled to find a complement on the outside to him. Miles Boykin, who's a second-year player, they thought would really emerge this year. He had a great camp, by all accounts. Looked like he was going to really step up and have a productive year. But that really hasn't been the case. And so it's really fallen to Willie Snead, who's, you know, a good, productive player, a very consistent player, and a guy that will do all the dirty work, will block in the run game, you know, a guy that Lamar Jackson trusts, and a guy that's, his production has really gone up the last 2 weeks. He's really been their main target, dating two weeks ago against the Colts and then last week against the New England Patriots. So he's kind of starting to emerge as that second option. But they're just not very efficient throwing the ball right now. And everything starts with their ability to run the football. If they can run the football and work play action off of that, they're far more effective. But too many times right now, I think they're just seeing generic dropbacks by Lamar Jackson, and that's just not playing into their strengths offensively.
All right, Dennis, I'm going to give you an opportunity here because obviously you played at BYU, a consensus All-American, one of the greatest players in BYU history. They're 8-0. They're undefeated. Give me the case right now for BYU being in the college football playoff.
Yeah, I mean, it's such an interesting year because I think BYU is the only team who's even played 8 games at this point in the season or something like that. And so, listen, BYU has had to drastically change their schedule from just, I think, a week prior to when the season was supposed to start. They were supposed to play 4 or 5 P5 opponents. And now they have no P5 opponents on their schedule, obviously, because of those changes within those conferences. So they've really had to put together a makeshift schedule, and you know, not their own fault that they haven't been able to play quite the competition that they would have liked to play. But this team has dominated every team that they've played. I mean, it has not been close. And their big matchup 2 weeks ago was against Boise State, a ranked Boise State team on the blue turf where Boise State never loses, and BYU handed it to them. You know, they blew them out easily. And a good Boise State defense, you know, just could not hang with Zach Wilson, who's a Heisman candidate, and that offense. And so this is a very good BYU team. And I think anytime you want to make an argument for the college football playoff from an outside program looking in, a non-P5 program, it's difficult. We just haven't seen that, you know, at all since the playoff was instituted. But this is not a regular league year, and so if you're ever going to allow a non-P5 team in, this would certainly be the year. And BYU has done everything they possibly can to showcase their ability and to show, you know, voters that they are, you know, the best non-P5 team out there.
Yeah, I don't
know. It'll be interesting because, you know, you have all these conference games yet to be played, and then however that shakes out, you know, if there's a two-loss Clemson team, if they have to play Notre Dame again and they lose again, now you have two losses there. Do they make the playoffs still? I'm not sure. There's a lot that still has to be played out to maybe give BYU a chance, but I think it's tough. I think they deserve it, but obviously, you know, you're always an outsider looking in when you're not in those P5 conferences.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw this, Dennis, but the Pac-12 just voted to allow non-league games. So let's get a little Oregon BYU and
sell it right there, right?
And that's, I think, what BYU needs because they only play, I think, 2 more games within the next 5 or 6 weeks of the regular season. And so they need another good quality opponent on their schedule, and they have the ability and the flexibility to do that. They have a lot of room coming up in the back end of this schedule to be able to add an Oregon or a Colorado or one of those teams that, you know, could get them with a good win there, it could really launch them into that playoff conversation even more so. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think that's the route they have to go at this point because the quality of competition just isn't there at this point. And so they probably need to bolster that in some way to really have a legitimate chance.
Former Ravens tight end Dennis Pitta has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex. Dennis, we appreciate you taking time to join us. Great stuff and really looking forward to the game on Sunday.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it, too.
Absolutely. Dennis Pitta has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex. When we come back, We'll react to some things he had to say there about this Ravens team up front. How much can the Titans take advantage of that on Sunday? That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.